Welcome to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour on this May 9, 2019. This is Peyman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Folks, every Thursday night, I conduct the Freedom Hour to teach you about freedom, about your rights, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Tonight, I'll be covering the topic of, you know, could you really become America, you and America? Will America and you be more prosperous and rich without the income tax? I mean, does income tax cause poverty in America? Well, I'm going to examine that question for you. I'm going to show you what's going on. There's a battle going on here in America between the deep state on the one end and the American people on the other. The deep state consists of the big banks, corporations, represented by their lobbyists, who own both the Democratic National Committee, the Republican National Committee, both major parties, the major political candidates with money, of course. And as a result, they own also the top levels of management of key bureaucracies of federal government, and also even the judges. And those top bureaucracies are, number one, the U.S. Department of Injustice, the lawyers. They're the ones that tell the IRS, CIA, the FBI, all of them, what they can or cannot do. They're the boss. They are really the president of the United States is the Department of Injustice lawyers who are at the top. They get to decide what the law is for everybody else to follow. Along with them is the dirty crooks, the CIA spooks, who've turned America into a KGB, like the former communist Soviet Union hat. Yes, they're spying inside America. They're spying on Trump, presidential candidate, and President Donald Trump. The FBI, who's supposed to fight the bad guys, but they themselves have become a part of the bad guys. And the IRS, the Treasury Department, the money part. Treasury part, folks, with the IRS, they steal your wealth and make you poor. Of course, last but not least, is the privately owned Federal Reserve banking system, which is owned by the big banks, Chase, Citi, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and now Goldman Sachs. They own the New York Federal Reserve, the head of the beast. So, the reason I picked the topic, because, you know, people sometimes call me and ask me, well, should I or not file pay income tax? And, you know, I even had the IRS spy one time call me and ask me that question. I'm not kidding. You know, and I tell the IRS spy, just like I tell every one of you, look, you cannot believe the government or me or anybody else out there on the internet, whatever theories you find out there. Ultimately, at the end, the Creator gave you the right and the power and the duty to control your destiny, control your decisions on what to do or not to do, including the income tax question. I can guide you. I can and I will lead you to the law to read for yourself, and you have to make a decision on your own. Now, before I go and answer your question about the will America be poor or richer, with or without income tax, let me suggest, if you have not gone to our website at livefreenow.org, to do that. Livefreenow.org, Fear Mosca's website. Fear Mosca will be around, folks, since 1996 when I founded it. And I've been doing this since 1992. There's a lot of great information available to you free of charge. What I've done, folks, I took the knowledge of all the great names that came before me, from, you know, Vivian Kellum, Jerome Daly, Marvin Cooley, you know, Peggy Christensen, Urban Schiff, Charles Riley, Bill Conklin, Bill Drexler, Vern Holland, Sean O'Connor, Laird Beecraft, and many others, folks, that have been around and came around before me. And I researched and read all their information of these great men and a couple of women, put it all together in a distilled fashion for you to understand the law. So I'll do that. But at the end, you have to decide. You choose. Now, if you have not listened to the series I've done since beginning of early on in 2019 on is there a law that requires the average person like you and me to file and pay federal income tax, if you have not listened to those series right now, then I think up to 7 or 8, I think, you got to check it out, folks. That's a prerequisite before you get here. So if you've not done that, be sure to do that. Be sure to listen to the other ones, because there I talk about the legal issues, which I'm not going to repeat here. I just don't have the time. So I'm incorporating, by referring to it now, the previous presentation I've done on the subject for you to know, and also for the crooked IRS spies who are watching this, recording this, and want to use it against me in the court of law. You heard that? IRS crook, U.S. attorney liar, you have to show everything to the jury about what I'm saying in context. Don't get to cut it out in pieces and claim it's repetitious. It's not. It's not repetitious. It all builds on each other, okay? So this is all part of a comprehensive education plan. This is part 10 I've done in this series. You got to start from part 1, part 2, 3, and go on to the – so those are the more legal aspects. Now the more economic, practical aspects of it. So what I've done for you today is I've gone on the internet and searched out the information about tax rates and how much did they end up being, okay, and give you something to think about. So let's look at my computer screen, folks. I'm going to bring up things for you to see that if you take a look, you know, list information, I got some of it from the IRS own website, okay? Here it is. You see, for example, tax rates. I went to Forbes magazine. Okay, Tax Foundation, okay, and the information about tax brackets from like taxbrackets.org. Here they are. Let's look at this, folks. This is taxbrackets.org, right? Okay, but before we get to that, let's look at this. First of all, let's look at the standard deduction amount. Let me tell you what that means, folks, okay? Standard deduction means that there's so much of your money that will not be taxed to begin with, okay? So if you look at the chart here, you see the filing status, single, okay? And for a single person here, $12,200 of your money is zero tax. It's not even counted at all as taxable, period, okay? Let me see if I can make it a little bit bigger for you guys, folks. Zoom in a little bit more, make this page a little bit bigger for you, okay? Let's see if you can, did that work a little bit, James? Maybe I can close this thing, huh? Yeah, this advertising out here, I guess not. Here we go. There's a chart. So here's a single person, $12,200. And then married, filing jointly, $24,400. So basically about anywhere from $12,000 if you're single, or $24,000 of your money as a married couple is not touched at all. So that's, I'm going to focus on these two rates. That's it. The other ones don't matter as much. These are the most common tax tables that people deal with, single and married filing jointly. So that's not touched. So you make $1,000 a month, single person, you're left alone. $2,000 a month, you're left alone, period, on the income tax. After that, look at this from Tax Foundation. Then for the first column here on this chart, you see that? Let's see, I make this one a little bigger for you guys. Here, yeah, we got nice and bigger, more readable. Yep, there it is. So you make up to tax brackets. $9,700 is 12% for single people. Then from there to $39,000 and change is 22%. Up to $84,000 from that, the difference is 24%. Then go to 32% between $84,000 and $160,000, and a couple higher tax brackets. For married people, it's just pretty much, you know, almost like doubled. You know, from 12% tax bracket goes to $19,400, 22% is $78,000, 24% is $168,000, and 32% is $321,000. Okay. Now, the fact of the matter is, you know, most Americans are in these first categories of between 12 to 24%. This is where, you know, the vast majority of Americans' income is. Of course, poverty depends on where you live. Look at me, folks. I know it makes a difference where you live. I know, for example, people in Southern California, in LA area, I got a friend says Paymont. I know people who make $500,000 a year. And they're struggling in West Los Angeles area to pay their bills, even though they make $500,000 a year. I know a couple, for example, in San Jose, San Francisco area, California, that husband's a pilot, the wife is a human resource director of a company with a bunch of people. Together, they make over $300,000 a year, yet they just leave a regular three-bedroom, two-bath house. You know, I mean, it makes a difference whether you live there or you live in Lubbock, Texas, or you live in Arkansas or Central Florida, like Fear of Loss was located. That's one reason I'm here, because cost of living here is a lot lower than those expensive places. But tax packets don't care. So those of you who are in the more expensive cities, San Francisco, San Jose, New York, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, Chicago, Atlanta, where cost of living is higher, and you're living in these same places with high taxes, you're getting hurt double, because you're pushing a higher tax bracket and you're not getting a benefit of it. Actually, your money doesn't go that far. You know, the personal exemption doesn't go adjust because, you know, you live in San Jose or San Francisco. So just keep that in mind. So if you look at these numbers, so basically, if you're at poverty line, you don't pay any income tax. You make, you know, and of course, they give you, if you have a working poor, you know, look at this. Working poor, they actually give you some, let's see, do I have it on this page? Working poor, they actually give you some funds. I don't have it here right now, but that's okay. I'll have it another time. So, anyhow, so here's the thing. Look at this, folks. Based upon these charts, you see these tax brackets I've shown you. Look at this. What that means are the most Americans. Their tax rate effectively gets to be around here, around 20% federal income tax, right? In that neighborhood, 20% of what you make roughly will go to federal income tax. But this doesn't count, the Social Security income tax rate and Medicare tax rate. We're going to go look that up together, okay? Let's look up Social Security tax rate 2019, right? Look it up for yourself. Here it is. Okay. Social Security. So we're going to scroll down a little bit. See, I like to look things up on the internet because it makes things easier to find. So I missed that. It's like this for Social Security. Let's spell this correctly. 2019. Okay. Well, here it is. On his website, the answers are all of internet. Let's get zoom in a little bit more, folks, so we can see everything better. Here it is, folks. 6.2% or 7.65% if you're self-employed. Okay. Now that's the half for being an employee. When you're an employer, that you've worked for yourself, that you pay both half. Half is for as employee, half is employer, they claim. If you work for yourself, you pay the double, basically. And you pay that tax in 2018 up to $132,000. Now look at me, folks. This is important you notice this. This is the most regressive tax there is. You know, the rich don't pay it. The working poor pay it. The working middle class pay it. And especially the small-time, part-time, or full-time entrepreneurs, they pay it. That's the most anti-freedom entrepreneurial tax because you cannot deduct it in any way with your mortgage, home mortgage, or IRA, a contribution, anything like that at all. And you pay it on your first $132,000. So if you're a millionaire, make $1 million a year or $20 million a year, you don't pay that except on your first $132,000 maybe. And that's it. So when you add this together, folks, the tax rate of about 20% federal tax rate now became what? Became over 30% for someone who makes about $100,000 a year, for example. Add to that the what's called a Medicare tax. Let's look up the Medicare tax. We're going to look Medicare tax rate 2019. Let's see what comes up. Here it is. Here's another website for that, for Medicare tax. And oh, there it is. It's 2.9%, practically 3%, folks. See that? 2.9 is practically 3%. And guess what? With Medicare tax, there is now. Now, there's, of course, this split is 1.45, about one half employer pays, one half the employee, they split it up. But for self-employed, you work for yourself, is almost 3%. And guess what? This tax has no limit on it. It's unlimited. Okay? In fact, if you make over $200,000 a year, they add another 1% surtax on the amount you make over $200,000. Now that's becoming 4% practically. So when you add this up, let's just add up that 3%. We have 12.4% Social Security tax. 3% here. We're talking about 15% roughly. So that brings us roughly to about, 35%. So even when you take out the first $12,000 or $24,000 down, folks, of your tax rate, you're effectively paying, most Americans pay at 25 to 35%. One quarter to one third of what you make, folks, goes to income tax. Think about that. One fourth of what you make goes to income taxes, or one third is stolen from your paycheck. Is there any wonder why the net savings rate in America is zero? For all the rich people you see on radio, TV, business channels, they talk about the invested stock market. The Dow went up. You know, NASDAQ went up. Most Americans have not even had anything in those stocks and bond markets. The rich people have money to put in those things. You, the average American, have no money in those, and you're in debt to your credit cards or student loans for tens of thousands of dollars or even hundreds of thousands of dollars, paying anywhere from 8 to 30% interest rate. So you're a slave of the bankers on top of this. So based upon the numbers, folks, I showed you. So if the average American worker is paying every year in all these taxes, income taxes, 15,000 or 20,000 a year. That's it. I'm not going to higher income people like making 200,000 a year. Just 15,000-20,000 a year. Think about that, folks. That means in your lifetime, let's say working from age 25 to age 65, 40 years in today's money, 40 years times 15,000, that's $600,000. If you pay $20,000 a year in all these taxes, that's $800,000. That's for a regular average worker. I'm not talking about the guys make a lot more. I'm not talking about the pilots and human resource manager in California making $300,000 a year. They pay a lot more. Now, you invest that $600,000 to $800,000 over the course of 40 years, from age 25 to 65, they say, for example. That's average. At just few percent interest in your money, your money will be several million dollars. So we all could have a great retirement, folks. You think with several million dollars, we could take care of our old people on Social Security? See, the Social Security tax, folks, there is no such thing as a Social Security trust fund. It's a big lie. All Social Security taxes are spent right away in the federal budget. So it's Medicare tax, regular income tax, all spent. So you're not entitled to any retirement money when you get to be 60, 65 years old with Social Security. You get nothing legally. It's at a grace of the Congress to give you something. They can take it away. I know many people who never worked one day in America. Now $1 they paid in income tax. They're foreigners. Never had a job in America. They get to be 62 years old and collect Social Security. $600-$700 a month or more. That's a fact. You don't have to put nothing in the Social Security system to take money out. And legally, Congress doesn't have to give you anything at all. They play this pretend game, like there's a relationship between what you pay and what you take out. Because if you pay more, they give you more. But legally, it doesn't matter. The excuse they have is, if you don't have Social Security, what's going to happen, folks? Our grandparents, the elderly, will be going hungry and end up having to eat dog food because they have no money. That's how they scare us. Let's get a bejesus out of you that your father and mother is going to go hungry if you don't offer Social Security. But remember, if you have $2-3 million in savings over your lifetime, could you have half of that? Maybe $1 million of that for retirement? That you could maybe afford to house and feed your grandparents? I mean, old people don't eat much, huh, guys. They don't eat. As you get older, you eat less and less. You know that, right? Yes, that's how it works. They already have all the clothes they want. They don't go places much. It doesn't take much to feed an old person. And all the money that we got, we don't need this government. And of course, what's going on with your money besides that? Oh, a lot of the big banks, big corporations, and the wars. And they have the media, right, telling us all these bad guys across the world want to come destroy America. North Korea, Iran, Syria, Iraq, Libya, China, and Russia. Russia's a big boogie thing, man. Folks, these foreign countries, they're not stupid. Their leaders are not idiots. Why would they want to pick a fight with the big United States of America? They don't. Any more than you want to pick up with a guy as big as Arnold Schwarzenegger, 240 pounds of muscle. Would you want to go pick a fight with a guy like that or Bruce Lee, the Kung Fu expert? No, of course not. So all this propaganda you hear constantly on the banks or media that Russia's a bad guy. Putin's a terrible guy. They want to meddle in our elections. Really? Yeah, they have no interest in that. We make them bad guys no matter who's in power, Republican or Democrat. Russia's bad. Yet America is one of the meddlesome countries' elections, folks. In 1953, CIA dethroned the democratic elected government of Iran, had a coup d'etat, got rid of it. We would have invaded Iraq and got rid of Saddam Hussein. We invaded Libya and got rid of Gaddafi. We actually done it. We didn't interfere. We overthrew governments. Right now, the U.S. government wants to overthrow the government of Venezuela by force if necessary. Iran and North Korea. And hypocritically, they talk about, oh, we got to be strong to make sure these other countries don't mess with America. Like, why would they want to do that? You think we're a bunch of idiots? Well, a lot of people buy the lies. They buy the propaganda. So we don't need all this military, folks. Remember that. We don't need all this military. In fact, let me show this real quickly where your money goes. Look at this. Type it on the internet for yourself, okay? Okay. Military spending rankings. Okay? 2018. Let's get the latest numbers that they have. Okay, list of countries, most powerful military, defense spending by country, by global firepower. That's my favorite one. These guys are good. They got a nice chart, right? Globalfirepower.com. Let's look at this chart, folks. Okay, defense spending, or they call it, it's not defense, it's actually offense, most of it. Look at that. Look at this chart, folks. United States spent over $700 billion. Look at this long line. In military, China number two, not even half. Not even a third of the United States, only 224,000. Who's number three, Russia? No. Our ally, Saudi Arabia. Now you know why the U.S. has good relations with Saudi Arabia, because they are a big buyer of our guns and tanks and military planes. They're a good customer. The oil they sell to America, they buy useless military to kill innocent people. That's why Saudi Arabia is a friend of the United States. $770 billion. That's still number three, is 10% of the United States. India, folks, look at that. Number four is India, not Russia. $55 billion. That's less than 10% of America. Then Germany, $49 billion. England, $47 billion. Japan, $47 billion. Look at that. And number eight, Russia, just above France, is at $44 billion. That's about, what, maybe 7%, 8% of American military spending? I mean, why would Russia want to mess with America when they don't have the funds, the military, to attack us? Come all the way out here to the island continent of America to attack America. It's ridiculous for them to want to think about that. Look at that. Then you got South Korea and Brazil and Italy, Australia, Canada, Israel, that tiny country of 6 million Zionists. They're 20 billion almost. And then the tiny United Arab Emirates, 14 billion. Where's Iran? Where's North Korea? I don't see them. By the way, Israel has over about 200 nuclear weapons. Okay? And all these lies about Israel being a victim. They have 200 nuclear weapons. I know. My father was a friend with the Israeli ambassador in Iran in 1970s because he went to school with him in Iran as a child. And I knew way back in the early 70s Israel had nuclear weapons back then. So where's Iran? Oh, look at Afghanistan is 111 billion. Where's Iran? Do you see Iran? Where's Iran? I can't get to Iran. Where is it? Jeez. Oh, way down there, 6 billion. Less than 1% of American budget. And they have this propaganda you saw on TV that Iran wants to attack American military. Look at me, folks. Do you hear the propaganda lately? Some incident at Iranian military was going to attack American military someplace in the world. Total fabrication. Why would I just want to mess with America? It doesn't make sense. It's like a kindergartner in school trying to pick on the most powerful senior high schooler in the school. Do you even buy that nonsense? Now, let's look at the chart, folks. The $700 billion you see, this is the budget that actually tells you it's for military, $700 billion. There's hundreds of billion more on CIA and other stuff that doesn't show as military, but it is military. We don't need all this military. We don't need all this Social Security. Your money should be kept yours. It's yours to keep and spend. Okay? So look at me, folks. I'll just give you a glimpse of the big picture. We don't need all this government. And, you know, the lie to say that, oh, without the federal government, there would not be roads and schools and other nonsense. Let me address that issue. Roads are paid by your county taxes, sales taxes, DMV taxes, property taxes at county, city, and state level. Yes, they pay for roads. Now, in the interstate highway system, yeah, that by the federal government, but that's a little bit of money. Compared to the federal budget, the road takes a little bit of money. To most people, all the cement on the highway is so expensive. Oh, wow. Look at the cement bridges in Los Angeles, in New York. It costs so much to build them. We need trillions. No, you don't. Hey, roads are not that expensive. Okay, compared to Social Security and military, all the handouts, corporate bailouts. Now, you know, on the other hand, how much Amazon paid? Here, check this out, folks. You know how much Amazon paid? Let's look at Amazon, the biggest corporation in America besides the banks. Okay? Amazon, type in Amazon, paid zero tax 2017, I think it was, or 18. Yeah, check it out. The article comes out. Here it is. Here's Fox Business News. He has the article called Armenia. Look at this thing. Amazon earned $5.6 billion in 2017, but paid, look at that, zero income taxes. No income tax. Now, I know they use all this credits and deductions and loopholes in the system, but guess what, folks? That all happened because they and the big corporations buy off the politicians. They give them campaign contributions to get elected. They give it to the Democrat, Republican, National Committees, both, the head of those parties. and the head of those parties, which is owned by this big corporation of banks, then they pay that money to elect congressional candidates, senators, and House representative candidates who are crooks and bought and paid for, who are whores. If you're honest, if you have principles, if you believe in freedom and the Constitution and the American people first, you won't get no money. No, you won't get no money. I remember in California, I was a guy named Greg Imus was running, and he won the Republican district we were at. He won the nomination, became number one Republican in our district, which is a Republican area. But at general election, this guy named Cook, who's a military crook, establishment guy, got all kind of advertising money, and he beat our guy down, that grassroots real guy, hands down, because the average voter doesn't know what's going on. They buy the lies of these mailers come out. So guess what? These crooks in Congress pass laws to give Amazon, Chase, Bank of America, Google, all these big corporations, all the tax breaks. So they pay zero, folks. While you get to pay 20 to 35% of your hard-earned money that you need in slavery taxes. They have things turned upside down, don't they? To you, the average American, you're just a stupid voter. They can buy your votes. With advertising, propaganda, lies on television and mailers, they get your vote. And I'm sorry to say this, a lot of American people are uneducated. A lot of people are uninformed. A lot of people buy the lies on television and radio. They hear that there was a Trump-Russia collusion. They believe it because it's talked about on TV many times, as seen on TV. There was a saying in television advertising that you used to, sometimes I put on, but not as much as used to on products in stores, that they advertise something and the corner box that you buy at the store says, as seen on TV. Why is as seen on TV so important? Because to most people, TV is the reality. Yeah, whatever the news anchor says, the advertising, they say it hundreds of times, must be so because everybody talks about it. You see it on TV, your friends see it. They buy off the media in this country. They're all crooks. Fox is the only one that's halfway decent, relatively speaking. If you're going to watch any TV news, watch Fox. The other ones, all lies are crooks outright. And even Fox is full of warmongers. Wars and wars. Iran, Russia, North Korea, they're all terrible. They want to come and kill us all. They don't like our democracy. Why is this important, folks? There's a war going on. Whether you realize it or not, we're involved in a war. Right here in America, every day, going between you, the American people, and the deep state I described. They have the levels of power. They, with your money, they're destroying you. With your money, they buy politicians, bureaucrats, judges, government people to do their jobs. They want to do hitmen. They're using your money to destroy you. And how they do it, how arrogant they are. Well, to see how arrogant they are, the fact is, at the same time, these guys came up with a Russia-Trump conspiracy hoax for over 2 years to frame candidate Trump and then President Donald Trump and create a legal coup d'etat. Not a military one they do with third world countries, but a legal coup d'etat. Get rid of Donald Trump. They were trying to do that and still trying to do that. How did they get such arrogance? Well, look at the other side. Hillary Clinton, the favorite establishment candidate of the media, loved her. Big corporation banks loved Hillary Clinton. They all thought she was going to win. She's a woman, she's a feminist, equality, all the nonsense lies, but a crook, murderous like her husband. And what happened? She had, by the tens of thousands, top secret, U.S. military emails, instead of being in government offices, safely, she had diverted it all to her home-based server. She gets it, at home, in complete violation of the law. There was a guy that took a picture of himself in a military submarine where he slept, sent it to his parents, got him went to jail for over a year. No military secrets were revealed, none. And the young man served over the year in jail, just showing his bunk within a submarine. How's that going to hurt anybody? Doesn't matter. You're not supposed to take picture of anything that potentially military. Give it only to your parents. Doesn't matter. You could get out. Yet Hillary, by tens of thousands, got top secret emails, diverted to her home server. One of those emails would have been a felony. One. And it didn't have to be willful. Just that guy who took the submarine picture of himself, he wasn't willfully trying to break any law. He just was going to send a picture to mom and pa. Hillary actually intended for all that email top secret come to her home server. Deliberately. She had to set up a server. It was an accident. It was on purpose. And it came out, she followed, was doing favors. Foreign governments want to see her as Secretary of State. Send money to this phony Clinton Foundation. Bribe money. Give me a bribe to the Clinton Foundation. Then I'll get to see you, the king of this country. You do a favor for you. That's what she did. And with that money, what she did, she bought off the Democratic National Committee, who was broke. The Democratic Party of America was broke because of its management of Obama. So she said, I'll pay your debts, Democratic Party, but let me control it. And she controlled the Democratic Party. And she did everything she could to set the game to beat Bernie Sanders. Everything. And all the superdelegates are establishment people, the congressmen, the governors, all these officials, all voted for her because she was an establishment person. They all voted for her. She rigged everything, bottom off. Democratic Party. She actually did rig an election. Became a Democratic nominee. And then Hillary, along with the deep state, came out at the Democratic National Committee, came out with this phony dossier on Donald Trump. That Trump was in Russia in some hotel room with some prostitutes peeing on him, doing golden showers on him. And Putin has that video and going to hold Trump hostage to this event, supposedly. And with that phony as baloney nonsense lies, they go to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court and they get to surveil and spy on Donald Trump multiple times. And the whole insiders in government, the deep state, CIA heads, FBI heads, Department of Injustice, they're all in it together to protect Hillary and Donald Trump. They control this government, not you. Got that? Sadly, the American federal government is not your government anymore. That's a sad fact. These guys hijacked it. The bureaucrats at top levels of power of federal government, along with the media, along with establishment corporations and banks, they all work together against you. So you have no legal, constitutional, or moral, ethical duty whatsoever to pay for your own destruction. You don't. Now, it is true, the IRS sent that letter to people that said, oh, you cannot not pay income tax based upon constitutional, moral, or conscientious, you know, or ethical reasons. You have to pay anyhow. You're a slave. Yeah, they say that. I've seen that letter from the IRS. What? You expect them to actually agree with you? You actually expect them to recognize you having any rights? That you're not a slave? Well, of course they think you're a slave. They treat you like a slave. Are you as dumb as a slave? You're dumb as a slave if you don't read. If you don't educate yourself. The first 9 series of this I've done, I've educated you. It's there. Listen to it while you drive to work, every one of you. On Israel law that requires the average American to file and pay income tax? The answer is clearly a big no. But verify it for yourself. And not only there's no law, in my opinion, you, every one of you who have researched this issue, who have verified it for yourself like I have, you have a duty, a right and a duty not to pay any money for your own destruction to these deep state crooks who've taken over the U.S. government. Hillary Clinton, in addition to all I said, you know what happened? All her co-conspirators, and lawyers, the FBI gave all of them immunity from prosecution. You know what that means? Immunity from prosecution means that you want to get the big mafia guy or big drug dealer, you get the lower level drug dealer, mafia. So, hey, you confess your crimes. No matter what you did, we'll let you go. You get immunity. But tell us about the big chief, you want to get him. That's what they give immunity. So the guy can say, I killed people, tortured babies. You won't go to jail. Don't worry. We want to get the bigger guy who's done worse than you. Cheryl Mills and others of Hillary Clinton lawyers, they all get immunity for their crimes. Do they get any testimony from Cheryl Mills and others about Hillary Clinton? No. They were simply given all of them like hotcakes. Get out of jail cards for free. And the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, allowed Clinton and her people to destroy all 18 of the devices on which Hillary Clinton, not one or two, 18. She had these top secret emails. They allowed her to destroy it. Even after Congress of the United States, the branch of government closest to we the people that represents us, closest, they subpoenaed Hillary Clinton for her emails. They destroyed them all with hammers, bleach bit, acid wash. I mean, that's called obstruction of justice. She obstructed Congress and justice. So, do you have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, like the U.S. Constitution says in America? Do we? With this? That a crook like Clinton can just wholesale violate laws repeatedly, defy Congress and all the insiders, Department of Injustice, and FBI, CIA, they all, with the media, they all cover up for her. Because she was supposed to be the anointed queen. Well, good thing she lost. Enough American people knew what a crooked criminal the Clintons were that voted an outside of Trump. He's not perfect. I don't like his foreign policy sometimes with all the warmongering. He hasn't done war. Hopefully he won't do any wars. But by and large, Trump is a fresh outsider that America badly needed. Okay? So, folks, you have no duty to pay these guys anything. This money is yours. What you should do, in my opinion, is this. With the money you have to pay for these crooks, you should do split your money into three. Okay. What you do is this. One third of that, you go spend on your better lifestyle. Get out of debts. Pay credit cards. Eat better food. Eat grass-fed meat instead of garbage, soy, corn-fed meat at the market. Get organic chicken. Okay, get organic foods. Get some butter and good nutritious food, you know, better quality food for yourself. Don't eat all the cheap wheat, corn, and sugars and sodas that are causing you cancer, diabetes, and heart attack. Okay? So that's one third of what you save. So if you're paying $15,000 a year in taxes, $5,000 of it, live better. If you're paying $30,000 a year in income taxes and Social Security tax, all that's $10,000 a year, live better now with that. The other third, save it, invest it for your retirement. That's how it was supposed to be. America, at 1900, over 100 years ago, was the number one saver nation in the whole world. We produced, we saved, and we invested for our future, for our retirement. You need to do that, like the early Americans did. And the other third, folks, give that, contribute that, be a part of freedom organizations, political candidates that are fighting for freedom. Folks, I gave the maximum amount I could to Congressman Ron Paul when he was running for president in 2008 and 2012, maximum allowed by law. And I did other activities to try to support him. Outreach, promoted him other ways. So I gave that to Rand Paul, his son, Senator Rand Paul, when he ran in 2016, lost to Donald Trump. He was one of the last guys standing. I gave up, you know, a couple hundred dollars to Donald Trump also, by the way. So do what you can, folks, to give to those political candidates. There are other organizations, good ones out there doing good work. Judicial Watch is one of my favorites. They're exposing the government, deep state corruption, and lawsuits to get the documents out of them, to expose them. Freedom Law School is one of those organizations. If you like what Freedom Law School does, you're welcome to support Freedom Law School. We appreciate your support. I do. And you choose how you want to divide it. American Free Press is a great newspaper where every 2 weeks, that tells the truth to you, the real news that you don't get out there. AmericanFreePress.net is their website. Check it out. AmericanFreePress.net. So, yes, my friends, America, you and America will be much more prosperous if it wasn't for the fact that you're paying income tax and driven into poverty. So, with that, let's go to the next part of Freedom Hour. I'll be answering questions about this topic and answer your questions about any freedom issues you have. Income tax questions, police abuse of power, bureaucrats, state income tax agencies. I'm here to help folks, educate you, and give you answers and solutions that work. Remember, Freedom also has courses available at livefreedom.org and Freedom Packages. Assistance is available through Freedom Law School, folks, and education. Check it out at livefreedom.org under education material, folks. And let's go to your questions on calls we have right now. We have a call right now calling from area code 702 from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, my friend. What is your first name?
My name's Stan.
Dan. Okay. Dan or Stan? Which one?
Stan. With an S.
Stan. Okay. Very good, Stan. And Stan,
yeah,
Bob, you know we have our free freedom education package on our website. Have you requested one? Is there a free information education package?
No, I haven't. Not yet. But I'm planning on doing that now. I do want to let you know that your YouTube stream doesn't seem to be working. So you've been black. Your screen's been black for about 10, 15 minutes.
Yes, I understand that. I was told by my technician. Who knows? Maybe the deep state is up
there.
Yeah. Cut me halfway, you know? That
could
be the case. I understand that. But let's go
you
on.
You were talking about Hillary at the time, so, you know, that's probably what happened. But anyway, I just wanted
but
to know.
We're back on. I was told by my technician we're back on. Folks, those of you on YouTube, sorry. I don't know what happened technically. We were off for about maybe, 10 minutes, I think, Stan. We were off air on YouTube. Sorry about that. We don't know if the deep state got to us. As soon as I mentioned deep state during the day, they brought me back on soon thereafter. We're on Blog Talk Radio right now, where we're for a few minutes. But let me finish it up. So basically what I was saying, folks, about Hillary. Folks, Hillary is the example of how they can, if they want, they can break the laws and they cover up for each other. Hillary Clinton's story is a perfect example of how much power the people in federal government they have and their friends in media and the banks and corporations that they could totally cover up obvious, serious national security crimes, bribery, you know, to buy off influence, top secret emails, you know, in unsecurity, completely covered up, and they go, and you know, to try to get on to be the president of the United States, the highest position of America. The crook was going to be rewarded because she's one of them. And folks, the reason they're able to do this for Hillary Clinton, protect her, and go after Donald Trump, is because they've been screwing you, the American people, for decades already. You didn't know. That's how they got the gall, the chutzpah, the courage. They're going to get away with it, they thought. They've done it so many times, for many decades, that they can do what we want. Who's going to stand up to us? And Donald Trump, even, folks, Donald Trump doesn't know law. He's a businessman. If I was Donald Trump, I would have fired up all the top heads. I would have brought top heads of the FBI, CIA, Department of Injustice. I'd say, now, you guys could investigate Hillary and everybody that's along with that. You do that, I was going to fire you all. I'm going to get the next level coming up and do that. Cut the heads off, get the next level. You're going to be under investigation. About grand juries. Set up grand juries. I want to go see those grand juries. I want to know those grand juries are there. I want to check on those grand juries myself. That's what Donald Trump should do. He needs to set up grand juries, tons of them, to investigate all the crooks of the federal government and put them all in jail. But he doesn't know law. He's a businessman, okay, to clean up this place. So that's why you have no duty to pay any money to these thieves and criminals who've stolen your government. We got to get that money to get our government back. That's why I said you got to give to the a third of it to the politicians, statesmen, organizations who fight for freedom, Was this Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Freedom Law School, Judicial Watch? Others, you choose your decision. A third, live a better life now. Okay, better lifestyle you deserve to have is your money. Live better. And a third, save for your retirement. So with that, we have a question from Stan on Blog Talk Radio. Stan, by the way, to ask a question, folks, y'all can call. Numbers,
yes.
The number to call is 657-383-1755. So if you have a question, call this
yeah.
number is 657-383-1755. Then push 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll get you. You get to ask your question. So Stan, what's in your mind, my friend? What's your question?
Well, yeah, I'm trying not to pay them, but I've got a problem. I just received a notice of levy, and I wonder if there's a response that's good for that.
Well, how much is the amount for what year, Stan?
It's for about 8 years, and it's for about $175,000.
What years? 2004, 2012, what years roughly?
About 2000. Let me see. I don't have it in front of me, but
whatever. Okay, that's good enough.
But it's about the past eight.
Yeah, I know. We're kind of in a series. Well, Stan, let me ask you a question, my friend. How and when did you hear about Freedom Law School?
I heard about you from a friend, and
when?
It's been about a little bit less than 2 years ago.
Okay. And how come you didn't contact Freedom Law School sooner than this?
Well, I have looked at your website a couple of times, but honestly, things were going along pretty smoothly. So I really, thought I was kind of skating on thick ice.
Okay, well, I appreciate your honesty, Stan. Before I offer some solutions for you, my friend, I hope everybody else on the call got to listen to Stan's honest confession and learn from his mistake. Folks, you don't want to be reactive like Stan made the mistake. You want to be proactive. You don't, just because nothing's happened, everything's good, everything seems fine, IRS is not bothering me, it doesn't mean you're safe. The wolves are out there. You have to prepare yourself for the potential that a IRS wolf will call your number will call, and they attack you like they've done to Stan. That's why, folks, you want to check out Freedom Law School's courses and Freedom Packages. I'm going to show you where to get them. Go look at my screen, folks. I'm going to show you Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org. You can check it out yourself when you go there to livefreenow.org. Under course packages, drop that menu. You can go check out individual packages or double-click on course packages itself, and all of them will come up. And everybody wants the top-of-the-line, the Royal Freedom Package that includes letter writing, responses, everything done for you. Any IRS response is done for you, but some of you may need to start with the smaller, lower packages like the Beginner's Freedom Package, Quick Start Freedom Package, or even the Level 1 course by itself, which is only $300, okay, with a money-back guarantee. Level 1 course, 100% money-back guarantee. No risk on your part at all. Free rental. Send me $100, I'll ship it out to you. The other $200 and $200 shipping, you can make payments on that. No excuses for you not having this. And did you get the Level 1 course before in the last 2 years, this course from Freedom Law School?
No.
Okay. Do you know that this course was only $300?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Only $300 plus shipping, $320, with a 90-day, 100% unconditional money-back guarantee. Okay?
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm telling everybody else, folks, that you don't make the same mistake that I dig Stan out of his hole he dug himself. Okay? Don't make any mistake. That's not going to help you, okay? But before I help you, I got to make sure there's not going to be more Stans out there, okay?
That's yeah, not by all means, folks.
Okay? So, folks, at least start with that. You can afford it. Every one of you can afford that. Now, I know you want free stuff on the internet. So did I. I want free stuff, too. But, folks, there's no such thing as free lunch. All these freedom hours are going to be subsidized by somebody. Somebody's going to pay for it. Our students, people that get our courses, freedom packages, they end up paying for all this free information that you're all getting. Okay? It's not me doing it. I'm not, you know, inherited millions from my parents to do all this. It's you, our supporters, who made this all possible. So anyhow, start with that, every one of you, at the minimum, okay, this level one course. And yeah, like if you can, you want to get the bigger packages. Okay, I'll tell you about those later. But let's get the stand, because it's all there. These packages are there. You check it out for yourself. Ask questions if you wish. But Stan, here's the thing about your situation, my friend. I do not have a silver bullet to give you on the phone right now. Your situation is like this. Hey, Payman, let's suppose I'm a medical doctor. You call me on my radio show, medical doctor, doctor or male, let's say. Hey, male, I think I got an appendicitis. You know? my stomach hurts. I think the symptoms are my appendicitis is going to blow. What am I going to do? Can you tell me what I can do right now by myself?
Yeah, I got it. It makes sense.
Yeah, there's no way on the phone. I think I have symptoms of a heart attack. You know, what I do now? There's no way on the phone I can tell you I have a silver bullet. You need to do with me a private one-on-one, 1 hour paid consultation, so I can see what exactly led to the situation of yours.
Okay.
All your paperwork that you have. I don't care if it's 10 pages. I don't care if your paperwork you have with the IRS is 10 pages or 1,000 pages.
Oh, okay.
Send it all to me, because I know how to flip through the relevant parts to relevant parts. I know what to look for. You don't. Wrote them or they wrote you, I can get through it all quickly within an hour, do a full examination of your situation, exactly what you got going on, and your options. A, B, and C. Each option's costs, risks, benefits. So you can determine what is the best option for you at this point to go forward. But without seeing the paperwork, I cannot do that. So call me in Moscow tomorrow. You may want to get it's a one-hour consultation. Get the Quick Start Freedom Package that comes with a consultation and level one course. Or the biggest freedom package. Start with these or the 1 hour consultation. That's up to you. But call tomorrow, first thing, 9 o'clock. And you got to send cash, because I don't take checks or credit card, in the mail right away. Normally, I would say priority mail in your case, express it, because we got to get on your case like yesterday. In fact, if you can, tomorrow morning, say, give me a tracking number from the post office that you express the money and fax us your paperwork or email us, I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon. Okay? To get on your case right away. Because every time, I mean, let me ask you, how much you make right now a month? Are you an employee? What do you do for a living, Stan?
I'm a cybersecurity engineer for a federal contractor.
Okay, so you make clearly over $100,000, right?
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you have to do that. You know, I mean, let me ask you, how much you make approximately a year?
About 110.
Yeah, I was there. 110. And you live in not in D.C., you live in Vegas. Okay?
Yes.
Which is a lower cost living than D.C. or New York or L.A. That's actually decent income out there in Vegas. Okay? So go ahead and get your paperwork together tonight. Email or fax to the Freedom Law School. Okay? You go to our website. I'll show you where you can email it to us. If you go under our Freedom Law School's website, at the very bottom of every page is a contact us. All of you, if you want to send something to Freedom Law School, here it is. At the very bottom of the page, contact us. You click on the at the very bottom of the page, contact us. Here it is. This is how you email Freedom Law School, okay? And our phone number, address is there to send you funds. And then also attach your documents right here. You see that? You can attach everything there.
Yeah.
I normally charge $360 for a consultation 1 hour, but the first hour is only $240. Send that $240 by express mail and get your paperwork to me right away. We can talk tomorrow afternoon and analyze what you got going on, Stan, and minimize or stop this damage that's about to fall upon you, my friend. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I will do that.
You're welcome, my friend. Sorry for you being in a situation, Stan, but we're going to do what's right for you. Do the best possible, my friend, to help you live free now. Let's go to another caller we have right now. Let's see. We have a caller from area code 901. Call from area code 901. What is your first name?
Cody.
Hoagie. Is that correct?
Oh, Cody, C-O-D-Y.
Cody, C-O-D-Y, okay. Thank you, Cody. All right, my friend. And do you have a freedom education package?
Yes, sir, I do. And I've been I don't make much money, but if I'm not mistaken, just for the basic package, I know it's $300. Is a person able to pay in installments?
Yes.
Okay.
Every one of our freedom packages, you can put half or a third down and make payments on them. Everything from level one course to Royal Freedom Package. I want to make sure that every one of you can afford the education and support that you want. So, and y'all got a blank credit card, good credit with Freedom Law School. Okay, I want to help you, every one of you. So you can do that, my friend, because I know you're low income. I was told about you, Cody. Get start with level one course of $100 and start educating yourself, my friend.
Okay, but that was okay. That was my main question. Thank you for the clarification. But I did get I got a letter from IRS. The notice LT16. It's one of those please pay the amount you owe within 10 days, and it was from a 10EZ, the form number. I mean, the form was the 1040EZ from 2010. And I was just wondering, I think I was told to, get a transcript and tell them, because I did file that year, unfortunately.
No, hold on. Let me help you, Cody. I see what you got here. You got a letter from the IRS that says, please call us about your unpaid taxes. And it says, we are trying to collect unpaid taxes from you. Okay. And when I'm looking at that on page three of what you got, or page two or three. Yeah. Anyhow, what it has in there, it shows that you filed a 1040 EZ form. And therefore, on page two, you confess that you're the IRS on your 1040 EZ form, and the amount you owed was back in 2011 about $1,500, and now it's almost $2,200. That's all this is. I'm sorry to say this, but you confess. You stated yourself you owe the money under oath. You said it. You filed on that 1040. In easy form, confession form, you owe the money. So you can't get out of what you said you owe.
Right.
There's no way I can help you get out of this.
Right.
So the only way to get out of it is two ways. Pay it off, little by little, on hold, or if they can't find any money after 10 years from the time you filed the 1040 easy confession form, which if you filed in April of 2011, that means in April 2021, this tax will go away. So,
okay,
you got two more years left to go, and this 2000 will go away. But if I was you, I would not focus on this so much. I would focus, my friend, on making yourself more valuable, get a better paying job, and start making and saving money. We finished the Great Depression we had. From 2008 to 2014, 2015, we started getting out of it. 2016, right? Now we're out of it. We went to the boom. Full unemployment. Now I go to a place, a supermarket, they all have signs. We're hiring. We're hiring. They can't find people for work because they got jobs. Not in 2010. 2012 was a whole different world back then. Okay, so there's no reason, my friend, you should not be having a job. Okay, and educate yourself and work hard, because the next Great Depression is another 5 to 8 years away. They'll be coming. Trust me. This always works that way. This money cycle, funny money cycle we have, these economic booms and busts are scientifically predictable. Not exact time, but they'll come. I'm telling you, I was an economics major, finance major at the University of California. That's my degree. That's my business. I was a financial planner. And I was one of those that predicted the last Great Depression. And I predicted we would get out of it. And I knew we were getting out of it. Okay, I know this stuff. I'm an economics guy too. So now's the time for you to go make and save money. Okay? Do that, Cody. And help yourself.
Okay, thank
Anything
you.
Else? You're welcome.
Yeah, I kind of figured that I was going to have to just do my best to pay this off. I mean, thankfully, it's not that much, so that's good. And I am going to try to get that course, really, so I can educate myself for the future and be proactive instead of reactive, mm-hmm. as you said mm-hmm. earlier. So, yeah, that's mm-hmm. I'll figure something out. Something's going to work out
okay.
for me. Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Do you have any more callers, James? Tonight we have no more calls, folks. And any on YouTube, don't have much questions on YouTube either. Okay. Well, folks, now that tax season is over, a lot of people are not as interested in the tax thing. Oh, April 15th was coming. People were worried. What do I do? Do I file? Not file. Pay on the 10-4 I'm about to file or not. Okay. So now it's gone. So these Freedom Hours are going to have less and less callers and less questioners. That means that you will get to have more attention and get more of these answers given for you. But I want to remind you before I say goodbye to you folks, what I heard, the U.S. attorney, tell the jury about this man who was on trial for tax crimes, so-called. And he said if he believed this stuff, that there's no law requiring him and the average American to file income tax, he would be speaking about this from the rooftops. So, you want to protect yourself? One of the things you should do is talk about this information, this education, Freedom Law School's education material from the rooftops. Get it out there. Email it to your friends, on your Facebook page, Twitter account. Okay, get our brochures, Freedom Catalog, CDs, our videos. Get them out to people. Share with them. So when they come after you, if they come after you, they can't say that, oh, you just a tax cheat. You just don't want to pay your fair share. You hid. I hope I don't get caught. I don't tell anybody. No. You went out there and talk about it with everybody out there openly. Hey, I'm trying to help you too. We're all getting ripped off. We all got to act together as Americans, do something. Okay? So do your part, folks. Freedom Muscle is here to educate you on these Freedom Hour program, on our courses, Freedom Packages. Are there any situation of the IRS you got? Help you. Even filers, I can help folks. That's right. Even filers, Freedom Muscle helps. But not filing and not paying to your enemies is the best way to go. So review this information. You decide what you want to do, folks. I hope you choose freedom. I hope you choose peace. Because we don't want another bloody revolution like the Founding Fathers had. And I hope you do your part, get the truth out, and get America back to freedom, peace, and prosperity. And return American government to we the people once again. Thank you and have a good night, everybody.